Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by a friend of the show, Matt Tate. He is with R1S1 Sports covering the Kansas Jayhawks. Matt Tate, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing fabulous, man. How are you?
Doing good, man. Happy to have you on here. So I had to issue an apology earlier. I thought that Darren Peterson was load managing. I thought Darren Peterson was looking at the schedule and then said, you know what? I'm not playing against Green Bay or Tennessee Tech or any of these teams. Wake me up when they play the important games. Well, they got an important game today, and he is not playing. And they have issued a statement saying he's going to be out for a little bit. You are as plugged into this KU basketball program as anybody. What are you hearing? What's going on with Darren Peterson?
Yeah, you weren't alone in thinking what you were thinking, that's for sure. I think over the last, what's it been, a week, week and a half, something like that, feels in a lot of ways like it's been 2 months already. But there were really three schools of thought. I think that was one, and understandably so. But the idea of not playing, not only against Duke, but in the Garden, like, if you're sitting that one out, then this isn't about just playing the big games. So that one's probably gone now. The other one was definitely, that he's hurt. It's legitimately an injury, and that it's something that people should be a little worried about and maybe be concerned about long-term and all that. And then the third camp, which I think is the closest thing to face value that we've seen, is basically what Bill Self's been saying all along. He's not 100%. He doesn't feel quite right. And until he is, I'm not putting him out there, because the idea of winning the war is way more important than winning the battle. And it's hard to argue with any of it, really. Even the load management scenario. I mean, I don't hate that. This is 2025, right? This is the world we live in now. And so, it's really hard to argue with any of them. I wrote something the other day that said, what if it's all three of them? And I still think that could be the case. I mean, I think if tonight were for a national title, maybe he would go, right? But the other thing that's crazy about this is that the thing that stood out to me the most about what Bill Self said after that Princeton game was not that, you know, we won't have him for the immediate future and we've got some things to discuss and all that, but it was the reminder that, hey, man, we've seen Darren and he's looked pretty good, but imagine how good he will look if he's free of mind and fully healthy and can trust it and not worry about it and just go. And when he said it that way, I was like, yeah, you know, you might have a point there, because that's the dude we've been sold, right? And to some degree seen, a guy that can go kill a game, a guy that can go get 30 against anybody, a guy that can do whatever he wants on the floor. And while he has had some really big, good shooting nights and looked like that dude in a lot of ways, he's also been taken out of the couple games that he's been played in other ways. So I really do think that, you know, what we're looking at is let's get this dude all the way healthy. And if people want to criticize him, which has happened, you know, there's a lot of criticism of him and his you know, toughness and his gamer mentality and all that, which I think is crazy. I mean, he's, you know, I've been doing it almost 30 years, and from everything I've seen and heard and the people I've talked to, he's as competitive a dude as I've ever been around or covered. So, you know, to think that that's part of it is crazy, but I don't blame the fans for being upset, especially now that these guys are making the money they're making. And just because, you know, it's more fun to watch the best players go, especially when they're on your team. But at the same time, I don't blame Darren one bit, man. If Darren was my son, I'd be all for sitting him out until he is 1,000,000% healthy. So it does suck because it does seem like, you know, something's off here. But at the same time, I think the best move, at least for now, is to take it all at face value and hope it heals up pretty quick and see what he looks like when he gets back and then move forward from there. But I don't think he's played his last game as a Jayhawk. I don't think that that this is anything, you know, that's going to get crazy and spiral out of control. It certainly could. I've been wrong before, but I don't feel that right now.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Tate with R1 S1 Sports, who covers the Kansas Jayhawks. I'm just spitballing here, and tell me if you think I'm off on this. I think the goal is maybe to get him back for that UConn game. They have the game against UConn. They play Missouri. They play at NC State. I mean, we're talking about three good opponents there that could really help boost the RPI. That gives him a couple of weeks to kind of sit down. He misses the Vegas games. He misses this game in Madison Square Garden. He comes back for an important home game. Really two home showcases. I know the game against Missouri is at Sprint Center, but that's a home game. It's playing in front of your NIL, in front of your boosters, doing all those things. If I had to guess, I think the plan is to sit him out and try to bring him back early December. What do you think of that plan?
I don't think you're crazy at all. And you know, it's very possible that's how it plays out. I've kind of had it the other way in my head. I think that Vegas thing is, you know, I'm not saying that the tournament or the organizers or any of those people are in charge of this decision either, but they want Darren Peterson to play. There's no doubt about it, right? I mean, that thing is called the player's era. There is no bigger player in college basketball right now than Darren Peterson, probably. So they want him in that game, and maybe, you know, maybe there's been some discussion there. I haven't heard that there has, but it wouldn't surprise me if it's sort of like, hey, you know, be nice to have him out here if you guys can make that happen, that type of thing. In some ways, I think it would be even more likely that they'd be willing to sit him against Mizzou than sit him in Vegas, especially because that's the whole thing about that tournament is it's pay for play. It's you make money if you win, right? And they're really pushing that, and that's where this whole thing's going, I think. Not with Peterson, but the college basketball world. I think we're going to see a lot more of those types of events pop up. So, you know, we'll see. I think the end of the week is obviously very important, because if he's evaluated and they're not even close by Thursday, Friday of this week, then he's not playing next week. There's no doubt about that. So, you know, your timeline makes a lot of sense. Obviously, UConn's a big game and a high-profile game and helps you get back some of what you miss by missing tonight. And playing, you know, Notre Dame and Syracuse out in Vegas, while those are cool moments and a neat thing to be a part of, those don't have the same splash and pop as playing Duke or UConn, obviously. And he was there for Carolina, of course. So we'll see, man. I hope it's as face value as it gets, right? For the fans, for Darren, for KU, for everybody, for college basketball. I hope it's really like, hey, let's just let this guy heal up, and in 2 weeks he'll be fine, and we'll look back on this and not even think about it. But until we see that, until we get to that point, it is hard to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
To expect that to be the way it goes.
Obviously, it's not a positive when a player like Darren Peterson is injured, but could you argue that this is a blessing in disguise? Like, now this is much more about the supporting cast, establishing roles, figuring out what certain guys to do, and not being able to use the crutch of Darren Peterson, for example. Like, the game against Princeton, like, they kind of had to figure it out, and Flory kind of had to step up and be that number one. Is it possible that Darren being out for, let's say he's out for 2-3 weeks, is it possible that this can end up turning around to be a positive for KU?
They better hope it is, right? Because there have been some times with this team where they have looked lost without him. And so, you know, the only way to figure out how to play without him is to play without him. And I they're going to have to survive if that's the case. But I can definitely see from the KU fan perspective and even from the KU, you know, program perspective that's the goal. That's the hope. I question whether that's fully the case because, in my mind, man, my head goes straight to the fact that so many of these dudes were brought in because they fit around Darren. And that was such an important part of the offseason. They knew they had him signed and that he was a generational talent and that he could do anything and be anybody and play with anyone and make guys better and all that stuff. So they really were intentional about finding fits with him and next to him and around him. And so I do think it's a big ask when take a guy like Melvin Council Jr., for example. I mean, he's a perfect running mate with Darren Peterson on the floor, but can he be the dude? Can he be your number one guard? He's certainly fast enough and crafty enough and explosive enough to be so, but he's not a scorer like Darren is. Very few people are. And you hit on it with Flory, man. I mean, that Princeton game was a dogfight until Flory woke up or maybe got woken up and they flipped that switch and said, dude, you got to take over. This has got to be your show now. And he did. They played through him. He was aggressive. He had his face up game working. He was putting the ball on the floor. It wasn't just through the post and through lobs. I mean, he really took that game over and was incredibly efficient. 10 for 11, made 5 of 6 free throws, which he might shoot 16 free throws the next couple games and not make 5. So a really big performance by him to show that it's there. And Bill Self's been saying for weeks, months, that he really wants Flory to be that number two dude. And he hasn't emerged as that yet. And so now with Peterson out, that might be where your biggest blessing comes into play, because Flory's got to be not just your number two dude. He's got to be your number one guy. And then if you do get Darren back, does he slide right into that more comfortable, more polished, more steady role as the two, because he's had a couple of weeks to be the one? I think that could definitely play out just like that. And look, like Flory thinks he's everything about a one, man. He thinks he's this big time and elite and athletic and dominant and a future pro and talented and all those things. And no better night or opportunity to go prove it than tonight. And for however long you get to be the guy, you know, he's got a lot on his shoulders tonight. And it'll be really cool to see how he handles it.
That is our guy, Matt Tate, joining us on the show today. He is with R1S1 Sports. Matt, appreciate you, man. We'll catch up with you down the line whenever Peterson gets back on the floor.
Sounds great, C-Dot. Thanks, man. Take care.
Absolutely. That is Matt Tate joining us on the show today. Happy to get his thoughts on what is happening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.